This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden called into the campaign headquarters that used to be his a day after he announced he would drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Biden on Monday urged staffers to embrace his vice president, Kamala Harris.
The mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell, both as a sitting president, getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning.
Biden is isolating with COVID-19 at his state of Delaware home. As Democratic Party delegates on Monday continue to line up behind Vice President Kamala Harris, some are offering advice on possible running mates, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
While President Biden has endorsed Kamala Harris for president after dropping out, the VP has not said who she will pick as a running mate. But Rhode Island Democratic Party delegate Kristen Peters-Hamlin says there's one clear choice, Senator Mark Kelly.
Arizona is a swing state. Mark adds ideological balance. He's done very well in Arizona attracting Latinos and suburban women who are key to winning this election.
And she says the Democrats would not lose his Senate seat.
Because of the Constitution in Arizona, which requires that it be from the same party.
I'm Julie Walker.
More than 700 pledged delegates have told the Associated Press or announced they plan to support U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris at the Democratic National Convention. That's over one-third of the pledged delegates she needs in order to clinch the nomination. On Monday, Harris also won the endorsement of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The vice president on Monday at the White House praised what she called President Biden's unmatched legacy and said she's, quote, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.